Cool. All right, and okay, then let's get into the stories. If you are a Sony fan or a PlayStation fan, or not really a fan, but maybe you're interested, Square Enix came out this week and they said, hey, by the way, Final Fantasy 16 didn't do as well as we expected it to do. And they blamed a bunch of reasons. They blamed gamers. Again, this just depends on the source at what you're looking at. They blamed the changing views of gaming. They blamed Sony for slow PlayStation adoption. And a bunch of people called them out on that. And people have also mentioned that, hey, Enix usually does this. They say, actually, the game did really well, because if you remember, we were talking about this a month ago, or maybe when Adam finished Final Fantasy 16, and they were like, oh my God, yes, this did amazing sales, 3 million units, fantastic. And then later on, they say, oh yeah. And then they said, this week, actually, no, this is not what we expected. This is not good news. And apparently they've done this sort of narrative before. But before I give my opinion, I guess we have to go in order and have to go to Adam. Adam, what's your take on all of that?
What I've been reading is that actually it did meet their expectations. It just didn't meet the higher end of their expectations. So their expectations were within a range, and it was not in the higher end of their expectations. And people have been taking that and running it like, oh, it didn't meet their expectations. And it did. It just didn't meet like what they were hoping for. So it's lower than what they were hoping for, but it's within what they were saying. Yeah, this is expected. And supposedly, it's already made up the cost of production, so they've already profited from it. Yeah, I don't know. But it is true. Square is constantly changing their narratives and saying, oh, this game is not doing well. Oh, no, wait, it actually did very well. Oh, no, wait, it didn't meet expectations. So it's true that Square is constantly going back and forth on those things. And yeah, it seems to be, I don't know why they do it. I don't know if it's partially so they have an excuse to continuously change things up and say, oh, we want to switch to NTFs because apparently people don't like this style. If they say, oh yeah, we're doing well, and then if they turn around and say, oh no, it didn't do that well, that's why people don't want this style of game. There's the whole debate around, is the term JRPG an insult? It has been mostly focused around Square Enix producers who have been the people who are making the claims that it's a dirty word. And I think it was Capcom or somebody recently came out and they were like, no, there's nothing wrong with the term JRPG. It's perfectly fine. So yeah, I don't know if this is, I don't know what they're trying to do. It seems like they're just trying to do damage control and make themselves look better, all sorts of things at once. And it just seems, I don't know, maybe they have a couple different people who make decisions and then somebody comes along and says, that was a bad decision. We need to about face on this. And yeah, it's just weird.
Anton, what's your take on it?
I don't have a popular opinion. I'm going to say it anyway. Final Fantasy, title after title, they are trying two things. They are trying to please their base fans and attract new ones. They never try to do something which would become a classic title. They are really trying to tick boxes. What please our hardcore fan? What could bring us some new ones? And due to this, they have brought regularly very disappointed game. 15, I'm sorry, I'm sure that you love 15, especially if you played once all the episode Gladius, episode Pronto, all of this were on. I'm sure that was great. I played it day one. I was disappointed. 13, I never finished it. Didn't even want to talk about the 2 and the 3. I'm sure a lot of people liked it. So people like me, before I was buying Final Fantasy because it was Final Fantasy. Now I'm not buying Final Fantasy, first because it's on PS5 and I don't have one. And before I would have bought a PlayStation just for Final Fantasy, just for it, because just the name of it make me think I just can't live without this title. In my video game life, I need to play this title. It's Zelda Ocarina of Time. I can't just not finish that game because it's a classic in the life of a gamer. There's some classics that you need to play. Like for me, there's some FF 7, 8, 9, 10. Great. 12, well, yeah. But there's some Mass Effect, there's some Zelda, there's some classics. And for a while now, Final Fantasy does not produce classics. They don't. They are producing things to try to please people. And it doesn't work. For me, it doesn't work. Take Tales of. They keep doing their own stuff. They don't try to please people. They just take their basic formula, make some tweaks, make a new story, and go on with their life. And the latest Arise, they have been great. They had some which were not so good, Grace's F and things like this, but they keep with their formula and keep doing it. Final Fantasy, it's fireworks. They are going in every direction to try to get people. I just can't follow this. It's my opinion, of course. You can tell me, Antoine, you're such a boomer. Just go away, Grandpa. You have no idea what you're talking about. Maybe, likely, actually, I would agree with you. And yet, if I see a Tales of, I'll buy it straight away. If I see a Final Fantasy, I'm like, hey, ho, whoa, slow down. Let's wait a couple of years and see if they release a DLC to make the game whole as a start. And if the game and combat style and things, this actually attracts me. Adam was telling me lots of things, of good things about FF16, like he really enjoyed it. And yet, and even FF7 remake, that it was very good. And yet I'm looking at the gameplay, not attracted by it. And maybe it's just not my thing anymore. So maybe there's some other people like me who decided to give up on the Final Fantasy and look at other games, because there's other franchises which are doing great in JRPG, like Tales of, for instance. And maybe that's why they are not reaching the higher end of the expectation, because too much disappointment in the recent game, or more than disappointment, maybe not enough cohesion, not of a red line or red string, I don't know how you call this, but which binds the whole series together. Even if I understand that there's not much, no, I can't even say that. Like FF7, 8 and 9, even though the story are very different, the gameplay was there was an evolution, but you could still find the same base component. Anyway, you understand what I'm talking about, and if you don't, please tell me in the comments how wrong I am. I'd be happy to debate with you. But that's my point of view. I don't know what you think about my point of view. I'm very happy to hear about it.
Rebuttal, Adam?
Nothing. Okay.
No, I think there is an element of the Netflix effect here, where with Netflix, what they were saying is the reason why... Oh, we got a Noble Cooper here. FF16 Dream Team boy band look always pulls ahead. But I do think there's a bit of the Netflix effect in that people were saying Netflix has a habit of creating these new shows and then canceling these shows and just creating new shows. And the reason Netflix was doing that was because people who, if you keep making the same shows, you're going to retain your audience, but you're not going to get a new audience. And if you create new shows, you'll retain some of your core audience and a big chunk of it, but you will attract new people. So it's actually more lucrative to create new IPs than it is to continue off with popular IPs, because you're actually growing, and the whole model was about growing. And it does seem that Final Fantasy is, to an extent, taking that kind of similar thing where they're like, we want this franchise to just be this massive thing. So how do we do that? We get new fans on board. How do we get new fans on board? We have to figure out what's currently popular and what people like and what the new generations are into. And then we have to incorporate that into the game to make the game have a broader appeal, because our hardcore fans are going to come back, or at least most of them are going to be coming back. So if we want to grow, we need to pull more people in, not just keep doing what we've been doing. And it does seem like there's an element of that where they keep experimenting and trying to figure out how can we take this franchise and evolve it to be considered up to date in the times and not a niche franchise, like, for example, Octopath or something like that, which are treated as more like niche games. And I think the idea is Final Fantasy is our flagship. We don't want it to be a niche thing. We want it to be the big thing. And I think because of that's why they're making some of these decisions to change up gameplay and things like that.
Yeah, just, sorry, Graham. I just realized why it rubs me the wrong way in all kind of sense. It goes completely against the very core of my being, because I am a renewal manager. Because big company, like the one I'm working for, realized that it costs 4 times less to retain all customer and then developing new product to attract new customer than to get new customer. That's why my job actually exists, to retain your fan base, because you want to keep your fan base to make sure that you can expand. You can't expand if you keep having attrition and losing what's making the base of your company. If you just have mud for feet, you fall. So that's basically why I just can't agree with this technique or with this business.
But that's how it works with Netflix idea. And Disney and stuff like that.
And that's why they're losing market share, like we're talking about it. They're losing pretty hard because that's not how you work. No, you keep your audience first and then you try to do some little stuff on the side to try to attract more. Don't, oh my God, it works. Let's bring the ship and make a new one. No, keep your ship, make a new one. Anyways.
Let's expand this argument a bit broader, right? So maybe the writing is on the wall, right? Like, I think if you're Square Enix, right, and you look back at the RTS genre or you look back at the adventure genre, you're like, oh my God, these used to be mainstream genres when we were kids, right? Or when we were teenagers. And now they're like, all this talk about JRPGs and over lengthy games. And the director of The Witcher is saying, The Witcher did terrible on Netflix with the recent season because people's attention spans are becoming shorter and people don't want to play long games. And people ask this about Assassin's Creed Mirage. They're like, oh my God, this is going to be another Adam spent 100 and something hours in Valhalla, right? This is going to be another. No, we know this is where the audience is going. And I would even add on top of that, the demographic challenges, right? Japan's core audience for Final Fantasy is Japan. But Japan was in the news, right? I lost 800,000 people last month, or population decline. We were the same. We were 700,000 2 months ago in Taiwan. And all these sort of core Asian gamers were disappearing, right? Where, like, there are not enough kids. People aren't going to pay money for games because they're spending money to support their elderly parents or elderly in-laws in the case of Adam. So it's, I think, going to Adam's case or going to any sort of Asian gaming company's case is like, if you're not China, you're in trouble because, or even in China's economy was like in the tanks, right? Less exports. And they were saying yes, because of demographic challenges as well. So yeah, like every Asian country is going to be a problem for a game maker. And so you have to expand to Western, South American, African audiences. And it's, I think this is a challenge. Like maybe the writing is on the wall for JRPGs. And in 15 years, not even 15 years, I would say my bet, and we can come back in 10 years in 2033 and say, Korean, you won or you lost. I think RPGs as a genre will disappear in 10 years and become niche. Not totally disappear, but become niche. I don't know what you guys think about that. Antoine is laughing because, Korean, you're on crack this morning.
No, maybe. It's just, I really think that, how can I say, people like a good story, right? When you go to movie, when you read a book, and the RPG, TRPG, whatever RPG is a great way to make a good or to tell your story. That's why I think that it's a genre which is gonna stick. Tactics or RTS, that was great with the kind of console you had at the time, right? You had some technical limits which makes you game, which makes you make point and click and RTS. And with power of computing and bigger console and stuff, now you are free to do whatever you want, basically. And that's why RTS and point and click, you are not limited to that. So yeah, it's past now, past that prime, clearly. I think RPG is never going to be really past that time, simply because the fact that it's going to keep up with the new generation of console and the new computers and everything. Always going to keep up with this, and it's going to, as long as you have a good story to tell, an RPG is a go-to genre. But again, that's just my opinion.
I'm excited for your point.
Okay, I'm just saying, we got a comment from Noble Cooper. He says, the ones with the heart in their games, people will love forever. And if it's just something to sell, then they'll simply like it and drop it later. But yeah, no, I think that in general, because your average gamer is in their 30s now, but there are still a lot of younger people that are coming into games. And as those younger people come in, they're going to have their opinions on what makes good games. And some, like, one of the biggest debates I've been seeing online is, especially with Final Fantasy 16, is a lot of people are, and I got into this huge Twitter argument over it, where somebody was saying with Baldur's Gate, and they were like, see, there's still a place for turn-based games. We can still make turn-based games and they can be popular. I don't know what Square Enix was thinking with saying that people don't turn-based anymore. That doesn't make any sense. And this guy posted a video of himself in Final Fantasy 16, and all he did was he just spammed every cooldown he had. So it was this really flashy video, but it's just like, he just hits every ability he has. And then I'm sitting there thinking, you just blew all your cooldowns. You're just going to be sitting there hacking and slashing for the next 45 seconds because there's nothing you can do because you just have no abilities left. But this guy was like, he was like, oh, I totally proved you wrong because of this. Look how great this looks. And so I was saying, like, he said, I ratioed you or whatever, right? And I was like, this isn't a ratio. Like, the guy, you just blew all your cooldowns. It doesn't negate this guy's argument. And you only had six. There's 31 abilities you can learn in the game. You've only had access to six, right? So in a turn-based game, you could have used all 31 abilities over time. You wouldn't have to worry about this being an issue of blowing all your cooldowns. And a lot of people got on my back about, oh no, this game is definitely way better. Turn-based is old-fashioned. Turn-based is boring. It's just hitting the same buttons in the menu every single time. And yeah, a lot of people got upset about the idea that turn-based is still a thing. They're like, it's old, it's dead, it's dinosaur stuff. It needs to go extinct because this is the future. So a lot of people hold the opinion that turn-based is no longer a valid thing. And I think that is that whole JRPG versus CRPG or Western RPG, like Witcher. People, that's what's popular now. That's the meta.
Because not too long ago, I bought One Piece Odyssey for my son. It's a turn-based and it's One Piece. It's maybe, I don't know how popular it is in the Western world, but in Japan, it's massive, right? You can't go wrong with Luffy and his crew. And they decide to go turn-based. It's not dead, at least not in Japan. So you can still make... I can't say if it's a good game or not because I haven't seen him play, but I know it still exists on a big franchise.
Yeah, and I'll bring up things like, look at Persona. Look at that. That's turn-based. And you have all these options and what you can do, and you can switch your personas, so you have all these different things you can do. And people are like, oh, no, turn-based sucks. So I don't know. Maybe we're just old.
Even card game like Battle Kaiden at the time, it was fantastic. I'd love a good card game like this.
I think it's just that we're just old. You guys know I'm a big fan of XCOM and Civilization and all these turn-based games, so I'm totally on board the boat. So it's unfortunate, but at least we have a video record that stands the entire test of time when, oh God, we'll all be 50 then, or I'll be 50, and Antoine will be 50, and Adam will be younger than us as usual.
I'll be 49.
You'll be 49, yes, 1 year less. We are running close to out of time. I don't know if you guys want to add anything you want to talk about, or is there any of your stories that you really feel like you want to talk about?
I just want one liner compare. Last week, I talked about the Dead by Daylight with the Alien collaboration. I just wanted to add, because it was speculation, but yes, Ellen Ripley will be a survivor in the Alien collaboration. And a lot of people have been screaming, yes! But just wanted to make sure that to give the full story, yes, Ellen Ripley will be in there.
Cool. All right, Adam, any of your stories, anything you want to point out?
The last story, the only thing I had was that if you guys, we talked about Monster Hunter Now a long time ago. It is the mobile AR Monster Hunter game that's supposed to compete with the Pokemon Go. It's up for pre-registration now. So if you guys want to pre-register for that, you can. And the more people that pre-register, the more rewards you will unlock upon the game releasing. So
that's cool. And what platform is that available on?
Mobile.
Also, just Android. Oh, that's nice. I do have a new phone, so why not? But not like I have time to play it. Like, I just play Snap on my phone at the moment. Okay. And then, Adam, you are still not streaming at least until September, right?
I'm trying to, but as I said, like last night, I was like, all right, I get to stream. And then I was like, oh, no, wait, I got grading. And with my schedule right now, I can't grade during the day like I usually do, which means that, or I guess normally I would actually grade at night. I can't grade during the day and I can't stream during the day. So then I have to grade at night. If I get the opportunity, I will, but I can't guarantee anything.
Okay. Antoine, of course, not streaming anymore, at least for the moment.
Absolutely. I'm just trying to write some script on a future video. Unfortunately, I'm completely sunken in some books right now on Warhammer 40K, which takes all the free time I have. And I don't get any motivation for anything else. That's terrible. Great books, really. If you don't know, I just come through. Just read Warhammer. It's really good.
Also, you can also listen to the audiobooks if you're like me and you like them. Yeah, on my side, as you guys know, we have a website, which is live, but it's still not done. I still have not found anybody. I haven't even looked, honestly. what I'm trying to do is get ahead in terms of the upload schedule, because at the moment, every day, oh God, 7 days a week, I upload one video for us. I also upload one video for the company I work for's channel and one video for my own work podcast. So that's 3 videos a day. And what I'm trying to is get to a point where I can just schedule 1 week ahead of time. So I don't have to wake up every morning. I'm like, okay, Mag, select a clip. Okay, find some graphics or some video, splice it all together, upload, and do the same thing 3 times every morning. So I think once that's there, then I'll have some time to find somebody part-time who can help us, who's like a WordPress expert, and set up the site so that all the stuff we talk about, it's easy enough to convert them into blog articles and boost our SEO and bring more visibility to long-form videos and short-form videos and the stuff that we say, and have maybe a place for people to comment and forums and all that sort of stuff. So that's the long-term plan. I am off next week, Thursday, and the following Thursday. So maybe that will be time to do that stuff. But yeah, cool. All right, gents, thank you very much for today's show. And thank you anyone who's tuned in, or if you watch the video live later, those are always appreciated as well. I know many of you do like to watch the show after the fact. That's totally cool. I know we are at an odd time for people, for some people. Like in Taiwan, you're probably already working. In the States, you might be putting down your kids or having a shower or working late, probably, depending where you work. But now we appreciate it. As usual, don't forget to follow us on social media. Adam is extremely active on Twitter. I'm on Twitter every morning. I'll actually be going on Twitter after this. If you're not a Twitter fan as well, follow us on Instagram, right? We post on Instagram daily as well. So that's a place you can have conversations on Instagram, despite what people may say. So if you're not a fan of X, as we're talking about before the show, you can always come to Instagram. And then stay tuned next week. More news, more stories, and we'll talk to you guys later.
Catch you later.